Zaiter in Shaspir and Daf Chaf Aleph, picking up on the very top of Chaf Aleph, top line, second to last word. Today's Shir Shabi for a Schus Rafu Shlema for Eliezer Mordechai ben Bracha Sarah. Okay, get ready for a bunch of stories, my friends. Today is a story time with a few little shtiklach in the middle. Here we go. Ilfa Rav Yochanan Avigar Sebereise. Ilfa and Rav Yochanan, two grit sages. They were stagging the Torah. And Chikolu and Milsa Tuva, it was really, really hard for them, right? They were very poor, Rashi says. Amu Nekam and Nisal Vanei Vodiska. They said, let's get up and let's go do some business. You know, V'nukayim Ben Afshin will uphold in us the pasuk that says, Ephes Kilo Yevachal Evyon. There's not going to be anyone amongst you that will be in Evyon that are going to be poor. So let's go work. Rashi says that they darshan the words to be bicha ba'atzmecha, means in you in the individual singular form. Each one of us shouldn't be poor. So azlu asri tuti guda ria. They were on their way, and as they were going, they stopped by a place where there was this wall that was wasn't so stark, not such a stark a wall. And they sat down over there, have a kakarche rifta. They sat down and they were eating some bread. Two malachim came. Shamu Rabbi Yochanan Damer Chad L'Chavir. Rabbi Yochanan heard one of the malachim says to the other, "Nishti Alayu Hay Gud of Niktalinu." I have an idea. Why don't we knock over this wall on them and we'll kill them? Shemaynich Chayim Abba. Voskim Chayishah, because they're leaving this world of Chayim Abba, you know, meaning Teide, and they're going to Chayishah, which is Olam Hazeh, which is business. Why would you leave one for the other? Amalei Idach Shavkinu. The other one says, "Nope, you better leave him alone." Digibu Chad the Kaimelei Shaita. One of them Kaimelei Shaita. Rashi says what that means is Asid Liz Gadol VeEin Zman Olamos. He's going to be very big. He's going to be Chosh VeYid. Not his time to diet, so no, leave him alone. Rabbi Yochanan Shamei Ilfa Lo Shamei. Rabbi Yochanan heard it. Rabbi Ilfa didn't hear this, so he says to him, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa Shama Mar Midi. Hey, did you hear anything? Amar lo, I didn't hear nothing. Amar says, wow, me the shami, mishami ano, the ilfa lo shama. From the fact that I heard this and ilfa didn't hear it, shmami no lididi kaim li shaita. Must be I'm the one they were talking about that I should go shtag. Rashi says, shmami no, me the ano shmate, yihadar izil torah. I should go back to my Torah. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I'm going back, you know, because of Oki ben Avshai, ki lo yechta elvion mikar v'arz. I'm going to uphold the pasuk that says, is not talking about the greatest times in Klai Yisrael, but he says that there's going to be poor that will never end in the land. There's always be someone who's poor. Rabbi Yochanan hader ilfa lo adar. This is what happened. Kach ha, Rabbi Yochanan went back, started shtagging ilfa, went to business. Ad da asa ilfa. Ilfa comes back after he was doing his business. Rashi says, mimakam shahalach sham l'schor, from the place he went to do business. Rav Yochanan, they made Rav Yochanan the king. Rashi says, what does that mean? Minuhu Rosh Hashiva Aleim. They made him Rosh Hashiva. And Minagu Mishu Rosh Hashiva, Hayimagadlin Oso, they built him up, Mishalahen, from them, Umashirin Oso, they made him rich, Kedamin Lagabe Kohen Gadol. Mesifa of Yumava, Kohen Gadol, Me'achav Gadluhu Mishalachiv. They became rich, so he became very wealthy. Amrlo, they said to him, to Ilfa, E Asiv Mar Vigaris, if you would have stayed and you would have continued shtagging over here, law of Amalek Mar, they wouldn't have made Rav Yochanan. You would have been the one in his place. You're so shtak. Rashi says, Ema Yisrael Yosef Osei Batar, Hayinu Mamlichin Oschal, we would have made you, Kemosha Asinu L'Rav Yochanan. De'ofa Havi Gamit Fame Rav Yochanan. He was on a higher level, a better shtagger than he was. Now, he was not too thrilled with that comment, making it seem as if like he's not holding Shtark anymore because he went to go work. Also, Tala Nafsi Be'askaria de Sfinte. So what he did is he went and he hanged himself up on the top of the mast of the ship, all the way up in the top of the ship. And he says to him like this. Rashi says that Klunus Eitz Aruch Tekua Beleva Svina Shemenichan Alea Michse Vilon Belaz. It's like the had this piece of wood that went all the way up, that they had like the sails that were on it, like a vilon, you know, that was hanging off it. And he said, and if there's somebody who can ask me a kasha, you want to ask me a question, any braisa that's found from Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya, and I'm not able to go and tell you where it's found in a Mishnah, I'm going to fall from the top here, and it's a little bit gruesome, gory, I don't know, maybe it's not gory, but you know, intense. I'm going to let myself drown in the waters, right? So Rashi explains what I mean. The Shaoli Klomer Afal Gav the Avdu Iska Grisna Natsfemine. Even though I went to go work, I still shtag even more than him. Their Rebbe was Rebbe Akadosh, Rabbeinu Akadosh, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, and they set up all the brises. Right? So said, you can tell me a brise, and I can't tell you where it's found in the Mishnah. I'm going down. Asu sabatana leso, an older guy came, an older man came over there, and he said, all right, let me ask you a question. Rashi explains, what does it mean that tanale means shana lefana, if you taught in front of him, klomer boimine, meaning he came to ask him a question. Ha'omitunu shekel lebanai b'shabbos. Let's say he goes and this person says, I want you to give a, and this is talking about a person who's dying. Rashi says, misha meiso inicho mamono b'yad yishneh. Money, he leaves all his money. He's on his deathbed. He leaves all his money by, you know, a trustworthy guy. And he says, tunu shekel chatzi sela lebanai lehotza b'shavu. I want you to go ahead and give from my money that's left over a shekel every single week. I think you'll be able to, you know, deal with their life. V'hein ru'uyin lo sislam sela. And really, they needed more than that. They needed a seller's worth, which is more than the shekel. Rashi says, "Sheish lo bottom harbe." They mistapkin l'shabbos b'pachos misela. They actually needed that amount. So what do you do? No slim seller. When the guy says, you know, the guy dying, he's like, "Give him a shekel. All right, give him, whatever, 50 cents, you know, every week." And he says, "Whatever, $100." And he says, "No, it's got to be more than that. They need $200." Rashi says that it's a shekel is a chatzi sela. So he says, "They really need more than that because of their family needs." So what do? No selim sela, you actually give him a sela. V'yamamer al titnum el a shekel, but if he's very specific, he says, don't give them except a shekel. I mean, that's all I want to give them. The ain't a selim el a shekel, that's what you do. V'yamamer mesu yirshua chareim tachteim. If he says, and if they end up dying, then let it go down to their yorshim afterwards. Bein shamer tunu bein shamer al titnum ain't no selim el a shekel. Whether he says to them, give specifically, give them a shekel, or he says, only give them a shekel, you still for sure only give them a shekel, because it means you want some money to be left over that it can go into the next Yerushim as well. Oberle, he says, Hamani, Rabbi Meir. He says, you want to know who that is? That's Rabbi Meir. That Braisa is Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. The Amar Mitzah L'Kayim Devar Meis. So you see, I'm holding stock. I didn't lose nothing. I'm good to go. All right, Viter. Amar Level Nachamish Gamza. They said about Nachamish Gamza. Everybody's talking about walls that are falling down and buildings that are falling down. So we have a story about that. They said about Nachamish Gamzu that Shahayasuma Mishteyanov, he was blind to both his eyes. Gite Mishtey Yadav, he's missing his hands. Kite Mishtey Raglav, he's missing his legs. Cholkuf Amalishchin, he was full of boils all over his body. Hoy Mutal Gubaisu, he was in a house which was Ra'ua, which was like a very unstable house. Raglav Mitasu Menachem is Svalamai Shalmaim, the legs of his beds were in buckets of water. So ants can't get up on him because he can't do anything about it if they do. He has no hands, he has no legs, he's not able to go ahead and get rid of it. Rashi says, right, fold of water, and walk up the legs of the bed. He had no hands, he couldn't take him off. One time was in this house, in this unstable house. Big they want to take him out of there. It's not safe. Then they were going to go and take out all of his stuff. Amalem, he said to him, nope, banai, panuas akelim v'chakach panuas mitasu. First take out my stuff, then take me out. Shemutav chalchem kozman shenim b'bayis, in b'bayis. No, for as long as I'm in here, the house is not going to fall. But if you take me out first, then the house is going to fall immediately. Pinuas akelim v'chakach panuas mitasu. They did exactly what he said. V'nafal b'bayis, and then it collapsed. Amalem, tamidav, he said to him, Rebbe, since you are a tzadik gomer, why did this happen to you? You're in such a bad matzav. Amalem, I said to him, Banai, I need guarantee last me, I did it to myself. One time I was on my way to my father-in-law's house. I had three donkeys that were filled, laden with great stuff. Echad shel Michael, one of them had food. Echad shel Mishta, one I drank. Echad shel Minim Migadim, and some of them had delicious foods. There was a poor person who came to me and said, you know, he needed something. Varmali Rebbe, Parnasani, he said, please give me something to eat. Ich bin hungry. Amartilo, I said to him, Hamdein acha efrok min achamor. Wait, I'm going to take some stuff off from you. Lo espakti lifrok min achamor acha yotzan nesmaso. I didn't have enough time to get it off until he ended up dying. Halakti min afalti alpanav. I fell on his face. Amarti eini shelo chasal einov. Alinecha yisomu. The eyes that didn't have pity on you, they should be blinded. Yadai shelo chasal. My hands, I didn't take mercy on yours. They should be chopped off. My legs didn't take mercy on yours. They should be chopped off. And I wasn't able to calm myself down, you know, to cool myself off. Cold, goofy, and Molly Shina, I should be all full of boils. Amrullah, they said, oh, he lanu, Sharinucha, Bekach, woe to us that we see you in such a state. He said back to him, Amrullahem, oi li im lori suni Bekach, woe to me if you didn't see me in such a state. Better for me to get it in this world than have some sort of punishment in the next world. V'may kari le Nachum Yish Gamzu. Why do they call him Nachum Yish Gamzu? The chol milsa da v'salkala, anything happened to him? Omar, he said, Gamzu l'tova. This too is for the best. So therefore, it's Nachum Ish, the man of Gamzu. Zim nechada one time, story time. Ba'olish du de Yisrael, Doron l'bik kisar. The Yidn were sending a gift. They were sending some, you know, to the Caesar. Omar l'man, Yisrael says, who's going to go bring it? Yisrael, Nachum Yish Gamzu. Let him bring it. The miluma, the midnisim, because he's a person who's used to having miracles happening. Shadu b'day below sifsa da avonim tovus amargolius. They sent him a treasure chest. It was filled with avonim tovus amargolius, beautiful diamonds, silver, and all this stuff. Azal bas bahud dira. He went and on the way he stopped off in some hotel. Beleliu kamahanach dira. That night the people that were there got up. V'shaklinu l'sifsa, and they took all of his cash. They took everything that was found in that box. We learned after they filled it up with dirt. The next day, we're skipping this. Skip that. Kimoto awesome. When he got there, the next day, when he got to the place where he was going, Shrinu Lasifta, they gave him this treasure chest, Chazinu Damaliaf, that's full of dirt. Can you imagine? You're standing there, you're about to give him the greatest thing, you open it up, it's all dirt. Boli Makal Miktalinu Lakuli wanted to kill everyone, wanted to kill all the Jews because of this. Armukim Chaichi Biudoi, what are the Jews? They're making fun of me, they're laughing at me. Amar, so what do you say? What would anyone say? Gamzu L'tova. And he appeared to be like one of the people that were one of the, you know, the Caesar's officers. Amalein. And then he said, this quote unquote officer said, Dilma Avramavun, maybe this is from Avramavinu. There, father. You know? The Kavashadi Afra, when you go and throw this dirt, Havu Saifse, it became swords. Gile. And when he would, when they would take straw, it would end up being havigiri. They became like arrows. So Abraham Avinu went to go fight. And the pasuk says, "Dechsev yitin ka'afar charbo kikash nidov kashto." He made the sword like the dirt and the bows like the straw. They decided to put it to the test to see if it's true. There was one town, one city, they weren't able to go ahead and overcome. They weren't able to beat it. So they took all the stuff, this dirt, they threw it at it, and they won. They were so happy, they were so excited, and they went into the treasure house. And he walked away with all this treasure chest. And they sent him away with a great, it was... a car, valuable, like they gave him a beautiful procession as he left. He also bisu ba'u dira when he came back to that other hotel. Armulei said to him, "Huh, my Isis v'adach. Where did you get this? You know, da'avilach kikar kulei. Like, what did you do? My Isis v'adach. What did you bring with you that they gave you this? That this happened to you?" Armulei says, "What do you mean? My deshakli mihalcha. I'm telling us exactly what I took from here. I gave to them." Sosa dira, they're like, oh my gosh, they broke down the whole dira. Vamtinu lebe malka, they took all the stuff that was there, with the dirt, the stones, the rocks, and omele, they said, hi afadaisi nahocha mididanu, that stuff that Nachum Yish Gamzu brought, it came from us. But ku v'las kechu, they tested it and didn't do anything, we got tlinu l'hanach dira, and they killed everyone there. All right, next part of the Mishnah. Dever, this type of plague. That we said that people die. If you have a town that 500 people, you know, strong people live in, and 3 days in a row, three people die. If you have a place that has 1,500 people. And Kigon Kfar Akolegako Vyatsa Yemenu Tisha Mesim Vishosha Yamim Zechazen, you have 9 people dying 3 days in a row. Meaning that it's 3 a day, 9 die over 3 days. Harizat Dever, that's called Dever. Biomechad, if they all die in 1 day, Bedalyam 4 days into Dever, that's not called Dever. It's gotta be 3 people per day, 3 days in a row. That's considered Dever. If you have a city that has 500 kigon kfar amiko, like we said before, I raise the Dever, that's called Dever. 500, if it's 3 consecutive days, 3 people dying, 1 in each day. Biyom echad, beep, turn the page, chafal from the base. Oh, biyom echad, we all die in 1 day, or biyom 4 days, ain't Dever, it's not called Dever. Drokra der Hashem Yazor. De Rokart is a type of city that the Ira Mutzia Chamesh Meos Raglehava, there was a place that had 500 people there. We also remember Shlosha Mesim Yomecha, three people died in one day. Gazer Rav Nachman by Rav, Rav Chista Tanis, and he made a Tainis. But we said, we're not like that. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, come on, who are you going like that you're doing like this? He says, Grubby Mayor, I'm going like Grubby Mayor. The Amar, who says, when there's a Machlokas, is a Gemara in Bava Kama. And that is a richek in the gichos of chayav. If you have the fact that richek, if it's the gichos are not so clustered together, you're going to be chayav. Kir of the gichos of no kolshekain. If it's closer, isn't kolshekain. Even more so, then you're going to be chayav. This is talking about, we know there's something called a short tam and a short muad. That is, if an ox goes and gores a person one time, it's called a tam. Three times, it's called a muad. And the machlokas is whether it's not three times in 3 days. That's called a muad. And Remeir says, well, if in 3 days he does it three times, that's called a muad, that it's a goring ox. And clearly, if he did it three times in 1 day, it's considered that it also. So he said the same thing as well here as well. So if he's saying over 3 days, it's over 1 day, of course. Rechen goes of chayav, kirvin goes of lokoshkin, if it's not more so. Amal Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Chistel, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Leikam Mar, Leisela Gabon. He says, why don't you come and live by us? You know, come move to us. We would love to have you live with us. Rashi says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Yosef ben Gavre, the lo chashivi kulehai. He was living in a place where there weren't such chashiv people there. V'kamerle Rav Nachman barav, Rav Chista, leikamar bahasam, leisev gaboy. Come and live by us. You know, that's not such a chashiv place for you. Amalei tanina, he says, no. The Brisa says, Rav Yosef Omer, lo makom sha'odam mechabdo. It's not the place of a person that gives him his honor. A person gives honor to the place. So it's okay. I don't gotta go over there to get honor. I have honor over here. It's fine. I am honorable. I bring honor to my place. I don't need a place to bring me honor. And where do we see that? Shekim Hatsina by Harsina. We find about Harsina. Shekolzman, Shekhina Shkir love. As long as the Shekhina was there, and we were getting the Saras the Dibros, and with the Imru Torah says, Gamatsun Vabaka Yul Mulahu. You can't have sheep or cattle that is going out and they're eating over here by the mountain. The Stalka Shekhina Mena, what happened as soon as it left? Armatara Bimshocha Yovel Hema Yalu Bahar. He says, when we have the Yovo and they're blowing at the end of the horn, they can go ahead. When they build a shofar, they can go and they're allowed to come up in the mountains. You see, only when it's there is the chashav, it leaves, it's not chashav anymore. I don't need the place, it's the person himself. That was fine by the old moed. That was fine, the Mishkan that was in the Midbar. Whenever it was set up, they sent out of the camp anyone who had saras, anybody who had some sort of thing with tumah, that would go and leave. But huglu aparochas, as soon as they rolled it up, meaning when they started to wrap it up to go, a hutras of a mitzvah and the kaddisham, everyone can go over there. There's no problem being in that area. So it's only with the chush of the thing brought the chashivas to the place, not the place of the thing. Amalei said, "Wow, yachi nekamana legabi mayer. If that's true, so maybe I can come move to you." Amalei says, "No. Mutav yavo mana ben pras eitzo mana ben mana. It's better that the mana, meaning which is 100 dinar, he's talking about himself. That's the son of pras, which is 50 dinar, should come to a place where there's a mana 100." The son of 100. Value of a mana ben mana, it's a mana ben pras. But it shouldn't come 100, the son of 100, to 100, the son of 50. Now, what in the world is going on over there? Rashi says that we're talking about that your father, Sha'aviv shel Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Gadol mi Yitzchak Aviv shel Rav Nachman, midi Yiskari bar Rav Chista, v'idach Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. He called him Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, but he was called Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. So Michlal Shalo Nismach. He didn't have smichas. He says, your chashev, your father's chashev. So if anything I should come to you, you shouldn't be coming to me. Story time about another type of plague. Besura havas debarta. In Sura, there was a debarta, which is dever, meaning there was a plague there. Beshivuse de Rav, lo havas debarta, but by Rav, there wasn't. So everyone, minay, mishum schuse de Rav, the nafish, they thought that it was because of Rav, because he's so chashav, and that's why the town was fine. It's chazel lebichelme, but then they saw in a dream that it wasn't the case. Rashi says, the hanach inche, the savrim, mishum schuse de Rav, de Ravu, they were shown in a dream that it wasn't because of him. Rav, the nafish is chuse tuva, they said, he is so chashav. This is actually a small thing. Like, yeah, of course that would have happened, but that's not the reason why it happened. Elam Shem, who got it because of someone else? The Shayim Maran, who's Zvile the Kavura, he would go and he would lend out his shovel to those who would go ahead and need to bury their dead. And because of the fact that they were able to do that, Rashi says, Mida kenegan Mida, they ended up being that there were no dead found in their community because of it. Rashi says, Lazi Rashi says, Ma'adah, it's talking about a shovel over here. So because of the fact they helped other people, allowed them to bury the dead, it didn't happen in their town. Bidrokrot Havaslekta, this town we saw before as well, There was a fire over there. But where Rav Huna lived, there wasn't any fire. It means that he was living in that place, but in a town within there, and there's no fire there. So we thought, wow, he's so great, and that's why this happened. It's Chazil Hu Bechama, and those people, again, a dream was shown to them that that's not the case. Hi, Zuchalei Rav Huna. That's like not even a big deal. It's like, why are you so big? The fire didn't come here. He's like, child's play. That was child's play. That's not the reason. That for sure would have happened, but there's a different reason. Elam Mishoma, he is so because of a particular woman, the Mechamemas Tanura Mishailu the Shivavuse. She would go out and heat up her oven and let other people use the oven, people in that area that didn't have an oven, and since they lit up the fire in a way to help other people, therefore there was no fire over here. Amalei Rav Huda said to Rav Huda, Asu Kamse. He said, they have Kamse that came. Kamse are Arbe, locusts, Shemachala Satvua, which is going to ruin all the grain. So when they told him, Goza Tenusa, he made a tinus. Amar Lei, Lo Kamafsa, and he said, but they're not doing anything to us. They didn't touch anything. So what's the problem? Amalei, tell me, Zavda Aisubadayu. Did they bring any food with them? In other words, they packed some lunches. Rashi says, they didn't do it yet, but they're going to soon because they're going to be hungry. Amalei Rav Huda said to Rav Huda, Ika Mosana Bechazire. He says, we have in our town that the pigs are dying. Oh, sorry, not in our town per se, but there's the pigs are dying. Gaza Tainisa, and he made sure that there's going to be a tinus. He's made a tinus, a fast. Name of Kasavra of Yehuda, Makam Shulachas Mimin Echad, Mishachas Mikolaminim. Is it because of the fact you think that if this animal had it, it's going to go to all the other animals also? Lo, he says, nope. Shani Chazira, pigs are different. The Damien Mayo. Mayhu lebnei insha, because their intestines, their internal stuff, is very similar to humans. Rashi says bnei ma'ayin shalom she'in lahem keres apnimi yishar behema simen rahu. It's really bad. They're very similar to us, and therefore maybe we're going to have it also. So we have to fast. Amar le'Rav Shmuel, ika mosana bechozaya. There's a town. Again, I said the wrong word. Mosana. There's some sort of death that's going on. Rashi says Makom b'Malchus Bavel. It's a place in Bavel bechuzay that there's a plague going on there. Goes to Tanis and said a Tanis. Amar le'Vahomer Achik. He says, what do you mean? But it's so far from us. What's the problem? Amar, he says Leka Mavra Hacha de Pasukle. There's no bridge that's between us that's stopping it from happening. It's like a separate area. It's like one long thing, one stretch which can get to us. Amar le'Rav Nachman said to Rav Nachman, and this is important again. They lived in Bavel. Ikim Osana ba'Arde Yisrael. There's a plague in Eretz Yisrael. So goes to Tanis. Made a tinus. Amar im gevira loka shivcha lokol shkin. If the gevira, the master of the house, meaning the woman of the home, she gets a smackdown, the shivcha lokol shkin, then the maidservant isn't that for sure. Eretz Yisrael is the mistress of the home, and we're just like the maidservant. So for sure, we have to go ahead and we got to fast also. Time of the gevira of the shivcha. Now the reason is because it was talking about the gevira and the shivcha. Shivcha of shivcha lo, but if it would be shivcha and shivcha means things outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then we shouldn't have to worry about it. V'har mulei l'shmuel, ikum asana b'chazoi, but they told about Shmuel, there's a place in b'chazoi that has a plague, and because he made a tainus, even though he lived in Arda, and they were far from each other. Says Shani Hassam, no, that's different. Why? Came into Ika Shayosa, the Levi V'asa B'adei, they have these caravans that would go and do business and go between one and the other. It was a known trade route. Therefore, mislavo b'ayimah, they come with, they're going to bring it with them, and then we're all going to get chalila sick as well. So you have to fast. Another story time. Abu Umana have a asile shloma mimsifta drikia koyoma. This fellow by the name of Abba, he was a doctor, and he used to get. Rashi says a baskol omer so shalom alecha. He used to have a baskol saying to him shalom alecha every single day. He was a make his dumb. He used to do bloodletting. Well, Abaye komali yoma deshabsa. Abaye, he got it every Friday. Right, every Erev Shabbos. L'Rava komayli Yom Kippur. He got every Yom Kippur, like every Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur. So Ava Kachol she died to the Abaye Mishum da Abba Umna. He felt really bad about himself because of this doctor. What's the shot that he's getting, you know, greetings from Shamayim every day and I don't? Amulei, so they said to him, the Shamayim said to Abaye, Lo Matzis L'Mevet Ka'ovdei. You're not able to do what he does. What he does is so chashiv. My Hava Ovda da Abba Umna. What did he do? the chiyava ovid milsa, because when he would go and he would do any sort of his medicine, his bloodletting, kishayim makas dam lebnei adam, Rashi says, when he did bloodletting, have machas gaver luchud v'nash luchud. Number one, he would separate the men and the women. He made sneer, he was at sneers. V'isle levusha de isbe karna, and he also had this type of vush, this piece of cloth that had a little karna in it. Rashi says, shayu takua bo. You would put the horn that you do the bloodletting with through that, and he would cover over the women when he would be involved in doing the bloodletting so he wouldn't see them. That he had a little bit of a cut in order to be able to put his thing in there, in order to make whatever cut he needed. So when a woman would come, have a malbishla, you put it on her. So you shouldn't be looking at her. And not only that, but he also had a duchter d'tznia, an area which is a private area, the shadi be pshite the shakil, and people would go ahead and they would put the money in order to pay him. The isle shadi be, some would put in the lesle lo mixef, and those that didn't have money couldn't afford it. He did it in a way that they wouldn't, no one would know, so they wouldn't be embarrassed. Ki have isrami late surim rabbanon, when you had like a great sage, a scholar would come, agu minei lo shakil, he wouldn't take any money from a vaser dekai, and after he would leave, yoy le pshite, he would go and he would give him some cash in order to take care of him. But Amalei Zilbrich Bari Nafshach, go make sure you regain your strength and become healthy. Yom Echad Shatar Abaye Zugud Rabban Lemidugay. Abaye was like, come on, can it be this guy so chashav? He sent two guys to go check him out. Osvinu Vachlinu Ashkinu. When he came to Abba, to this guy, he sat him down, gave him food, gave him drink. Umachlu Bistarke Belilio, and he took. This Rashi says, he folded underneath them tachshitei tzemer, woolen garments, alishim them, so they should be able to sleep underneath it. They should be comfortable. Beep, turn the page. Chof pezim and aleph. Letzafra in the morning, karchinu v'shaklinu. They wrapped it up and they took it. They stole it. They took it from him and they wanted to go sell it. They went out to go to the shuk. Vashkechinu, they found over there Abba himself, Amulei. They said to him, "L'shaimei mar heki shavu? Could you just evaluate how much these things are worth? Like, what's the value of this? You know, to make sure that we can, you know, maybe you wanna buy it from us. We could sell it." Amulei said, "Halchi v'halchi. This is how much it's worth." Amulei with dumma shavu tefei. Maybe it's worth more. Amulei, what do you mean by halchi shakilu? That's how much I paid for it when I got it. Amulei said to him, "Didach ninu v'shakilu minach. Really, it's yours, and we took it from you. But even though you knew that maybe you didn't say anything about it, and you didn't lie to us, you didn't try to cheat us, even though we cheated you." Amrulay, so they said, because tell us, when we took these from you, what were you choshed us? Amrulay, I thought, Amina Pidyon Shfuyin Ikol Rabbanan. I thought maybe you had some sort of Pidyon Shfuyin. Maybe there was someone who was kidnapped and you needed the money in order to free him, and therefore you took it. And Vachsifu Lemimali, you were embarrassed to tell me, so then you just took it. Amrulay, they said, Hashan Iskin Lamar, please take it back from us, because no, we don't need it. Amrulay, we said back to him, Ahi Shaita As to Asach. As soon as you took it, I had in my mind, I'm giving it over to Tzaka, so it shouldn't be that, you know, you should be responsible for it. Let's just finish off this point. Have a kachosha daite de Rava mishum dabai. Rava was upset because of Abaye, because he only had it once every, even less amount of time. He came only Yom Kippur, he came every week. Amar Lui, they said to him, Mistayich de kamagnis akula karacha. You should feel good about the fact is that the entire town, Rashi says, Al kol b'nei ircha, your entire town is protected in your schus. So, all right, maybe don't give us as much, but you should know it's in your schus, everyone's being protected. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.